Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Cat and Dizzy Show on resolutionrdo.com. That's where you can listen to us at. And you can reach us at 607-203-5423 if you'd like to call in. You are listening to... I'm just panicking here. Anyway, you're listening to, yes, thank you, Kat. You're listening to Kat and Dizzy. Kat, you are here, right?
I am here and I am Kat. Hi, Dizzy. How are you?
I'm good. I just ended up tripping over my cat, so I got all frustrated and I'm good to go now. It's good.
I'm actually watching a movie about a cat. I mean, this is funny. So, yeah, you're good to go.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to be diving into some pretty deep stuff tonight. We're going to be talking about blood rituals and all kinds of stuff. So where do you want to start, Kat?
Well, I am sitting here thinking about a recent video that you shared about Hillary Clinton, and I think that kind of is a neat jumping off place. If you would like to enlighten our listeners a little bit more on what that video, which did you share that on the Cat and Dizzy webpage?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. On the Facebook page.
And, well, I just wanted to say that this all kind of started. The video is very interesting. It talks about there's a doctor to Hillary and Bill Clinton. He's been their physician for many, many years. Anyway, he was recently indicted for several reasons, treason, murder, couple of other things were thrown in there. But he was going to be given, what do they call it, immunity or whatever, if he spilled some shit. So he would get, let go. Anyways, in Guantanamo Bay is where all this was taking place, which, by the way, there's a lot of stuff going on in Guantanamo Bay right now. I guess Trump is sending a bunch of child molesters, pedophiles. A bunch of people have been arrested. We haven't really heard too much about it on the local medias, but Trump is really putting his foot down when it comes to the child trafficking and human trafficking. And there's a lot going on right now. But anyway, so back to this doctor. So this doctor, like I said, was being indicted, and he was supposed to spill the beans on stuff that was going on with the Clintons. Well, supposedly, according to this physician, that in 2016, September 11th, Hillary Clinton actually died. And
say that date again.
2016.
What a significant date.
Well, I know. I agree. So anyway, I guess supposedly we've all seen the videos where Hillary Clinton was acting very strange during her run for the president. There were several things that were really bizarre. Remember the constant coughing she had? Remember that? Remember the tremors, and she's fallen a few times, and she had some weird, it just totally weird stuff. Well, anyway, when she was falling into that van, when she was walking up to the van and had fell down. Apparently she was rushed to, well, you would think to a hospital, but she was taken to her daughter's apartment. But even President Trump said that Chelsea Clinton actually didn't live in that building anymore. And he's known that for quite some time. People know that she doesn't actually live there. But there is apparently a hospital that they had taken Hillary to, and that's where she received all this medical treatment. And you remember later that day, she was actually on the streets in front of that building. Do you remember that? Because I remember it pretty well.
It
was a clinic, but not only that, everybody's pretty sure that that was actually a body double that was standing out there. And if you look at the videos, which you can go to YouTube and look all this stuff up, it doesn't look like Hillary. It does look like her body double, in my opinion. But you can look that up on your own and see that that is definitely not Hillary Clinton. But they passed it off as her. Anyway, whatever happened after that, not sure. But all of this started coming out with the blood rituals and the blood sacrifices and all that stuff when the when the WikiLeak was exposed with Podesta and all that good stuff and the spirit cooking, and then we just go, oh my God, it never stops. Am I talking too much?
No. Keep going. You're actually connecting the dots, and I think it's important.
So anyway, and Hillary happens to be really good friends with Marina Abramovich. How do you say it?
Abramovich.
Anyway, she's the one who is this supposed performance artist, and that's when the spirit cooking actually was exposed to Twitter and all that good stuff, and that's when that came out. And spirit cooking is basically, it's called art, but it's a satanic ritual where they collect blood. I don't know if I'm going to use the word satanic. In my opinion, that's what I would call it. But with that being said, it was a ritual sacrifice, so to speak. You cut yourself the blood, and then you mix the blood with whatever bodily fluids you absolutely prefer that day. You know, breast milk, your semen, whatever. Right. Yeah, there's lots of different lists, you know, urine, even feces. So you can mix it with all these bodily fluids if you want. I really didn't even want to say that, but because that's just disgusting to even think about. And you consume it during the ritual. They also do lots of blood pouring on statues. I'm not sure what that represents, but you can find the spirit cooking also on YouTube. You can find that as well in the information, and you can look it up under various things. So when that email was dumped, the WikiLeaks, the WikiLeaks all was exposed. It exposed a lot of people, Podesta and his brother, Tony, and there's a lot that's mixed into all of that as well. But back to the Hillary thing, so basically, this doctor's saying that she has a disease now, and the complications are, well, she's being kept alive by machines and a blood ritual type of thing. Is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, I would like to share with our listeners what the title of the show is tonight, if they haven't already seen that. And it is vampires, blood rituals, and ritual sacrifice in the blood of innocence. So that's kind of the direction we're going with this. And I watched that video, and I want to say thank you for sharing that. Some things I was aware of that they were involved in. You know, when we did a show, oh goodness, in our first season, dealing with Pizzagate, which was a nightmare that I never wanted to visit again. And we talked about the island where Bill Clinton and others are known to have gone, the particular airplane that is known to have, you know, made many trips there, and what all goes on that island. And so this is just more exposure of the same thing, but knowing that that was used to resuscitate or revive her, you know, it kind of proves some other things. We're going to pull some information in as we get further into the show tonight, dealing with our title, actually, and how it all fits together. So that was kind of what I wanted to add and to share with our listeners, you know, about what the actual subject matter is, why we're talking about Hillary Clinton and that particular video, because it is evidence, although, you know, to try to track down the name of the physician, I'm sure that could be found out from someone who's diligent enough. But when you put the pieces all together, you get a clear picture of what they're doing. And, you know, Vivi, I want to say you shared something with me a couple weeks ago, and maybe it's been a little bit more than that, it's actually become more mainstream, and they're advertising the ability to purchase the blood of young children for rejuvenating purposes. And if you could share some of that information, I think that would help our listeners in pulling the whole show, you know, where we're going with this. And I'm sorry, I just climbed a set of steps. I'm a little winded.
Right. Well, New York City made it legal to have full-term abortions. Okay, this was just a couple, 2 weeks ago, I guess. They'd actually passed a bill where this was going to be. I thought this was kind of a coincidence. This is why I'm bringing it up. And on that particular day, I was watching and this can't just be a coincidence. It can't be. Okay, and on that particular day, I was watching my local news. And they came across with a story that was talking about how how young people's blood, in the innocence and the pureness of their blood, can rejuvenate your organs and keep you young, which is what the elites have done for many, many hundreds of years, if not longer. The thing is the blood sacrifices and rituals go back thousands, if not more, years. It's something that's always been done, but it's not in our particular age. It's not really something that is really talked about. It's all secret, you know, secret rituals and so on and so forth that go on with the elite and the people that have the money that can afford to buy, you know, let's just say baby's blood. I kind of got off track just a little bit, but I saw the news article was talking about the news on the TV. Was talking about how you could now purchase for $8,000 they even had the price, a certain amount of blood that you could have put into your body through your veins from young people that would rejuvenate your appearance and your all that good stuff, you know. So the point is that in order to do this, you're really gonna have to have money. You can't do it if you're poor. I mean, you have to have money. It's all about money. It's right. All about blood. It's all about rejuvenation. Now then, these people, I'm not real sure why I do know why they want to live forever, because they've got all the money in the world. They're having a great life because they don't live like we do day to day. They don't have the struggles that we have. Their struggles are completely different. Trying to purchase baby's blood for them is probably simple as hell. What I'm getting at is this has been going on forever, and for them to have, for it to be released now out into the public where it's okay to purchase this blood now, I find very interesting. And I also think that it's a coincidence that we now are having full-term abortions, because they've always used aborted fetuses and blood for so many things. so many right. things. You know, it's all part of the evil agenda that goes on with the sacrifices of even aborted babies. In some cases, those babies are completely sacrificed right there in the clinic.
Yes. Yeah, for those who may, and I know some people, you know, you might see the title of the show and poo-poo it or say, well, this is all conspiracy. I want you to stop and think a minute and, you know, Dizzy, go there with me. We've had blood transfusions around for how many years? So, I mean, blood transfusions are given to people for various reasons. People who uh-huh. have different illnesses or who need blood, okay? I was just going to say they've lost a lot of their own blood. So blood transfusions are something that have existed for a long time, and they're used for lots of different medical purposes, you know. And so to say, well, they would, you know, why would somebody do that? The life is in the blood. And there are qualities in a younger person's blood, and the younger they are, the less likely it's been tainted by disease. Their immune systems are stronger. There are things in that blood that as you get older, your body doesn't produce as well as if you have a disease, it certainly isn't going to. So there's a reason that, you know, they're doing this. I find it interesting, you know, you talked about this is something that, you know, in modern times we wouldn't think about. You know, these are things that were barbaric that went on a long time ago. They're in folklore. We talk about vampires and folklore, and, you know, and in Hollywood movies. Well, there's a show that's recently come out on Monday nights. It's called The Passage. And I've been watching this, and it's interesting to me because Hollywood, again, the occult is heavy there. And those who write and produce these shows, they put information out. It is the occult practice, a way of cleansing their conscience that they told us. See, we told you, therefore, you're accountable for it. We are not. And this particular show is about people who are, they're basically vampires. They keep saying, you know, there's no such thing as vampires, but these government scientists who have, they're taking the blood or whatever from these people who have been infected with vampirism, and they're trying to cure some avian flu that's coming from China over to the U.S. and all through the world, supposedly by creating an immunity through these vampires or whatever they are. And so they're thinking if we infect a really young person, a child, then, you know, we'll perfect this. And so they kidnap this young child, and the young child's infected, but she doesn't have the same, you know, strain that they have, and she's actually the answer to everybody else's problem. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? And that it came out just this year, this season. Isn't that interesting? So, I mean, it is real. These people who practice these things, you talked about Abramovich. She's supposed to be supposedly an artist. That's not art. That is sick. And we know what she is. The woman's in her 70s. She looks like she's maybe 40, 45 years old. What does she do? Why are
right.
they doing this? And yes, it has been going on for centuries. You know, child and animal sacrifice, human sacrifice has been going on for a very long time. And yes, they do drink the blood. They do that. I find it interesting, we discussed this earlier, you know, before the show, but the Bible says the life is in the blood. That's why the nation of Israel was directed to never eat like an animal that has the blood in it. You drain the blood first. The life is in the blood. It specifically says that, and that transcribes spiritually. They say the blood of Christ has power in it. There's power in the blood. Yes, there is, and that is a spiritual thing, not necessarily a physical thing, but it is physically true too. Everything that's physical has a spiritual lesson. There are those who can, you know, who hear what I'm saying, and it absolutely is true. The life is in the blood. There are properties in the blood that can be transmitted from one person to another. And so to sit there and say, well, they would never do this. Oh, yes, they would, and oh, yes, they do. You know, that's why Pizzagate was so horrific. That's why the Clintons are so dirty, scary, because not only do they have blood on their hands of people that they've murdered to climb the ladder, and to shut up while they've been doing it, but because there have been innocents, children, babies, who have been murdered. And when you talk about abortion, you know, it's one of the saddest things is when a mother would terminate her own child's life. And when you've got a full term, I mean, at any age, at 3 weeks, in utero, at 3 months, at 3 years old, I mean, at what age does it become okay to kill your own child? He's a teenager now. I don't like him. I think I'll get rid of him. What parent hasn't been frustrated with a teenager? But you know what? It's not okay. So here you've got this precious little baby, this little human being who a natural mother's instinct is to protect her child and her unborn child. And you've got someone who the lie has been sold over and over again. You know, you're getting rid of it. It's not a human being. And now they're doing it at birth. They've been doing that in China for years, going back to the one-child laws, where they will actually force a woman, if she's pregnant with a second child and she's not obtained a license, basically. It costs money to have a second child in China. If she doesn't have the government's permission, they will go to her home and take her and escort her there. They will inject saline into her womb to pretty much fry the baby's skin and deliver. Or, the, you know, what they've been doing, those late-term abortions where they shove a scalpel into the back of the baby's head and scramble its brains. I mean, horrible things. But to know what they're doing with those body parts, you know, there was an article recently about, and it came from out of China, that they've been taking, and they've found, customs found, all these so-called herbal remedies that had human remains basically in it from aborted babies.
I saw that. They're taking them as supplements to keep you young and so far. So, you know, it's a supplement now. It's just like, you know, certain countries will use rhino horns for, you know, that's why rhinos are extinct, because they're killing them, cutting off their horns, and using them for supplements because supposedly it makes your dick hard. Stupid stuff like that. So, you know, it's amazing to me what people will do just to accomplish a vain reasoning or, you know.
Right. And there, and again, medical science has used some things. I mean, if I decide to donate my blood to give to someone I love who's lost their blood in a car accident, you know, I donate that through Red Cross or whatever, or my family in a hospital. That's one thing. That's a gift of love to help my loved one. It's not sacrificing my love. I'm giving something, or my life. I'm giving something my body reproduces because, you know, I'll be okay and they'll be okay and everything's great. We're talking about something different. It's interesting because, you know, we've had for, 50 years now, like birth control, and also we've had, we understand hormones keep a body young as well. Your body produces different hormones. If you're deficient in them, that's a natural part of the aging process, some things. And if you're not taking care of yourself, your testosterone level goes down. If you're a man, as a woman, it's estrogen that identifies with your gender and produces in your body. Not that women don't have androgen, but in their bodies. But there has to be, and progesterone, there have to be certain levels. Well, as you get older, that's part of the aging process, and you age more quickly if you're not taking care of yourself. Your body doesn't produce it, so they've got synthetic and other forms of hormone replacement. And sometimes that may be, again, medically necessary. I know someone who her body just wasn't producing, and she could not ovulate, and they wanted a child, so they went through that process so she could have children. But they weren't taking it out of a, they weren't killing a baby to get it. They weren't taking it out of aborted fetuses. They were actually taking it, I think it was from, they have bovine and also, like, from cows and horses. They can take that from the urine or from the placenta. There's ways that they can get it that they're not hurting anybody or anything, you know, to be able to produce that. But, but to sit there and say this sort of thing doesn't go on, you don't understand the science that we've had in the last 80 years. You don't understand what medical science is able to do and why they're able to do it. And the same reasons they're able to do that to help a person who has a disease or who needs blood, it's the same thing. It's in the blood. But these people are doing it at the cost of the lives of little babies. And they're doing it in horrific ways because the child is not necessarily dead when they do this. There is terror involved. And I would like you to kind of pick it up from that and explain what happens in the process. You know, it's not just a natural death. It is terror.
Right. And too, with that being said, Hollywood tends to, and they always have, brought you certain scenarios, and they release it out to the public because that way, the Illuminati, I'm just going to say it, then that way they can release the information in a grand scale, and you either see it or you don't, but they have to release this information. I'm not really sure why, but it has to be publicly released, and that they've always done that. And just like
so
the show,
they won't be responsible for it. We are, because hey, we told you, if you weren't listening, it's not our fault. It is a rule in the occult.
Right. And there's certain shows that show all of this. And of course we know Hollywood is full of pedophiles. And you know, that's gone on for years in Hollywood. The thing with the rituals that they do with the blood drinking, in some cases, they will terrify the person they're getting the blood from because it amps up the adrenaline that's in the blood. And so the more adrenaline you have in the blood, the more effective it is. So that's a scary thought, to think that you have, you know, an 8-year-old kid in the corner somewhere that's being frightened to death just so they can get the adrenaline rush from that blood. You know, it's
right.
Sick stuff. And you have all these different places that do these rituals. You have the Skull and Bones. They've done rituals. Bohemian Grove has been caught doing rituals. Golden Dawn, there's all kinds of sex magic and blood feasting and so on and so forth. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And Planned Parenthood is like one of the biggest suppliers to their they will do the abortions and then they will sell the parts. So if for some reason you have, if they extract a baby that is actually still alive, even though they're not supposed to do that, they can sell that brain for a lot of freaking money, a lot of money. And not
oh,
only
yeah.
that, but the parts, they can use the organs and so on and so forth. And they're basically black market selling organs and baby parts.
I always think of the movie Coma from like 40 years ago, if you remember that movie. You know, people in Coma, they were taking their body parts.
Right. Right. So anyway, with this whole, back to the Hillary thing. So supposedly she had contracted a disease that, okay, let me see if I can, it's I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it right, but it's like Kuru. It's K-U-R-U. K-U-R-U. You can look it up.
Kuru.
Kuru.
It's called Kuru. Right.
It kind of sounded like there was an L in there. It took me a while to figure out what this guy was saying. I had to go a different route to figure out what it was. But it's a disease that comes from the tribes of New Guinea, and it comes from a funeral ritual. It's a funeral cannibal. What they do is your loved one dies, and they cook you in a stew, and they consume your body. The women and children usually eat the brains, which is where I know it sounds really crazy, doesn't it? So they eat the brains, the women and children, so more than likely they are going to get this disease. Well, apparently at one of the Hillary Clinton blood drinking feasts, she must have consumed this disease through the blood. So according to this video. Now the thing is, and according to this doctor and so on and so forth. Now somebody was saying something to me about the Haitians, and you know how Hillary and the Clinton Foundation was supposed to be helping out all the Haitians during the hurricane, and a lot of them were killed and a lot of people were missing. And they were like, you know, it's another place where they've come in, snatched people and taken them away. And somebody had said something about the Rh negative factor, which is a whole nother scenario. But the thing that strikes me about in this video is that the guy narrating it says that the Haitian Haitians are full of negative blood type, so they have Rh negative factor, which I know is not true. That is not true. I know this. So that was one thing that stood out to me in that video as being possible a lot of bullshit. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
At least the Haitian part and the Rh negative part, because I know that's not true. So this disease comes from the cannibals that eat their, you know, their loved ones after they've passed away. And apparently that's where this disease comes from. So you'd think that, you know, I guess there's some dangers in the whole staying young thing.
Yeah.
So according to this video, Hillary was taken and revived. She was clinically dead, and then she was brought back with certain medications, serums, spooky stuff, and the blood. And supposedly there's this way that it, what was it? They had her, you have a like an IV basically where the blood is constantly pumped into you, according
right.
to this guy. So when she was wearing that boot, which everybody thought she was hiding her ankle bracelet,
mm-hmm.
remember? Everybody thought she had her ankle bracelet with this boot, which is a possibility. But supposedly what was really under that boot was this machine that was pumping blood into her foot, and then it came out through her hand. And it just goes through. It just circulates and just keeps going. So it's pretty interesting. It's definitely an interesting video. I suggest you check it out because it's pretty cool. Now, for most normal people, it's normal. I wouldn't consider myself normal. I'm not normal. So normal thinking people would be like, you know, this can't be real. People don't really do these rituals. They don't really kill babies and all this good stuff. But the fact of the matter is we have missing people, you know, hundreds a day of people that are missing and gone and never heard from again. So who's eating them? Where are they going?
Right. Good question. Good question. And although there are situations where people disappear or relocate or whatever, to have a lot of people disappear on a regular basis, you know,
Look up when y'all get a chance. Look up missing people out of national parks. Now, one, we either have a lot of serial killers, or there's some hungry ass. I mean, maybe it's Bigfoot. I've never heard of Bigfoot eating people, but they probably do. But you have hundreds of people missing from forests and stuff all the time. And it's not even, you'd think it would be all over the headlines, but it's not. You got to look for it. You got to look for it, but it's there. So, anyway.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking like 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and it still goes on. It was in the news where, like, up in this area in Wisconsin and Iowa and, you know, through the upper Midwest, a lot of the cattle farmers, they would find these cows that had been, like their legs were cut off or different things, you know, they're dead and different parts were missing, but obviously they weren't killed for their meat. And it was because of, they were being used for animal ritual for sacrifice. And this goes on with animal and human sacrifice. And you're absolutely right. It is not something that just happened a long time ago. And it is kept under as much as possible. But the fact that they're coming out with some of this publicly, there's a couple of things that go on. When they bombard, you know, John Q. Public, okay, with TV shows about things like this, it is to desensitize them and get them used to the idea. And then they begin to talk about it after that, and sort of side by side, they'll put that information out there to be able to, how do I want to say that, not be responsible kismic or karmically They think, and that, again, is the rule of the occult. We told you, we showed you, we're not responsible, and they start to tell, you know, so people accept it. It's a boiled frog thing. We've gotten so far down the road that people are hardened to things that 50 years ago they weren't. You know, things that went on 50 years ago, someone from back then were to, and I don't mean an old person, a person aging naturally in this environment. I mean somebody being pulled out of there and dropped in here. They die from culture shock and the horror of everything that's going on. So, and I guess what I'm saying is, you know, some of the things that go on, like a late-term abortion, you know, if you'd have told my grandmother back in the 1960s or 70s, this is what they're going to be doing to babies and it'll be legal, she'd have fallen over in sheer shock and horror. Most people would have.
Yeah.
How would you get to that point? That's horrific. That's horrible. You shouldn't do that. And then to find out that they're using those body parts, those baby body parts are being sold for different things. You know, I mean, really? Where's the value in human life? When is that precious life considered a tradable, sellable commodity? And then to know that there are those who would, for their own vain, selfish reasons, sacrifice a child to make themselves younger or to keep themselves alive. It's one thing when someone donates blood or I don't even know where I'm at with, I'll be honest, like I've read a lot about organ donors, and many times when they say they're brain dead, they're not really dead. And
I've heard those
times when a person, and how healthy really is that body part, and is your body supposed to, you know, reach, you know, use somebody else's body part, which is why many times they aren't successful. But yeah, exactly. So is it ethical to take somebody who, you know, is in a coma and take their body parts for somebody else? Is that really okay? Call them brain dead, give them time. What if they came back? It does happen. You know, there are times when they're actually going to harvest organs and the person, you know, wakes up. What the hell? What are you doing? Cut me open, you know? So it does happen. So we cross so many ethical boundaries. It's pushed the edge over and over again that people don't have the horror and shock to this. But the fact that this is going on, you need to be shocked and horrified. If you're not, you need to wake your conscience up. There's something wrong there because life is precious and a little baby, you know, that should be protected, and that these people are monsters and they take great pleasure in what they're doing. Okay. It's not like, oh, I feel really bad about this, or even, oh, so what? It's beyond that. They take great pleasure in what they do. They're evil. They are depraved and evil to an end of the spectrum that your mind can't even conceive that someone would be that way, but they are. They truly are.
Right.
And yeah.
Keep thinking about the show I watch. Oh my gosh, what's it called? it's not Walking Dead, but it's the other one. I can't think what it is. But on one of the seasons, there's a part in there where they are, and I'd never heard of this before, so I had to look it up. But they consume the pineal gland.
Pineal gland.
whatever that third eye is. You can consume that, and that also will give you a euphoric kind of trip. And it's also supposed to be beneficial to certain brain functions if you consume it. So on that show, they were actually going out and getting them out of the dead zombies because they were easy to catch. And then they would cut that out, and then they were selling it in a bar situation. People could go in and purchase, and they were eating it.
That is so interesting because most people's pineal glands are calcified from too much.
True.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a zombie one. It can't be too fresh. But that up, and there is some truth to that. So I don't know if people. I don't know anything. I don't guess. I don't know too much about it, but I just thought it was kind of odd, and I was like, "Well, that's freaking weird." So I did look it up, and it is true that some people do consume that. I'd say don't eat the brain because brains make you sick.
Yes.
Look at mad cow. Mad cow disease is because that mad cow disease came about because they started feeding cows to cows. So they turned cows into cannibals. So they were crushing up cows and turning around and feeding them back to cows. And cows are, you know, they're vegetarians. They eat grass. They don't eat other cows. And so what happened was cows in turn got a virus. I guess it's a virus. Don't really know. And it affects their brain. And that could be a, you know, science, what am I trying to say? A weaponized, that could be a weaponized kind of thing. I'm not sure. It could be a weaponized virus, man-made for all I know. and it probably is a man-made virus. But
well, it's interesting because, yeah, if they have bacteria, if they have parasites and things that are in the brain, and they digest the brain, they're just transferring it from one, transmitting it from one to the next. Yeah, cows are herbivores. They're not supposed to eat meat. So if
they're not
fed into them. Right.
Just like,
and
just not supposed to eat each other. But
no, they're not supposed to eat each other.
Okay, and there are some, well, I guess it depends on how you look at it, but it's horrific to think about in ancient Maya culture, they would consume babies alive. They would eat them alive, according to the folklore and stories written on walls and so on and so forth. But they would actually consume babies and people alive. They sacrificed them, also probably for the fear and the extra adrenaline and all that good stuff that would come out of that. I don't know. It's just crazy, isn't it? It's a crazy world we live in. It really is. But
yeah, it is. And what's, yeah, and what's interesting to me when you talk about that is to think all these same atrocities that go way back, and here they're doing it now. It's not a new thing, but they knew back then and were doing those things at that time. And it's never stopped. It just went under. It's continued to go on. I mean, that's why, as somebody who's read and studied Bible and reading the Old Testament and the things that the children of Israel were told not to do, that your neighboring nations are doing, don't do this, don't do it, don't do it. You know, and they did fall into some of that. And when they did, it was not a happy time. It was not a happy time. It was not a good time. So it is important for people to know the truth of what's going on. You know, this is what goes on. The way television presents and media presents, I'm going to say British royalty in the whole nine yards.
Yes.
You know, who these people really are and what they practice behind closed doors, it's horrible. But the big thing is they're doing it and they're laughing at us as they lie to us. While we're paying for them, while they're taking our hard-earned labor and our money, taxation is theft. You know,
yes, it is.
Talking about, 2000 and, well, by 2020, if digitized global digital currency comes into effect, you're going to have a global tax, yet another tax. Where do you think that money is going, and what do you think it's being used for? Where's the transparency? You are actually at the bottom of the food chain, honey, and you're paying for your own demise, and you have no idea, and these people are laughing their butts off at you while they're living in the lap of luxury, doing things that are barbaric to continue their own vain, empty, shallow, useless, terrible lives. That's the truth. You know, and I think about it, I know we talked about David Rockefeller and how it's rumored that his head, you know, he had like seven heart transplants. and that they've got cryogenically his head frozen, and they were going to do the first head transplant on a man over in Russia who was in a wheelchair, you know, to see if they could be successful in this. That's what they've been pushing for, and maybe that has happened. And, you know, well, these people are going to live forever. Well, not really.
No.
They will die. They will die eventually. But I think about, in the book of Revelation, it talks about that those that, you know, that hide themselves in mountains, they're the kings and the wealthy of the earth, that they will hide themselves in the mountains. Think about all those bunkers. And they won't, they'll be crying for the rocks to fall on them, and they won't be able to die. They will be in such misery. At some point, something's going to happen. Maybe a conscience will wake up, maybe something, where these people are not able to supposedly die. But then there, it does show a point where they do. And some of that I don't understand, because I know it gets into prophecy, and when Messiah returns, you know, he'll deal with all of that, and then he'll put to death, he goes against his armies, against the kings of the earth, and they will die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Every one of them are deceived in their evilness and what they've given themselves over, and they believed a lie. And it's so sad. And yet a part of them desperately, I mean, they're trying to keep themselves alive and young because they know their mortality. They do. It's just crazy. Who would want to trade power and wealth and youthfulness for a life that has real meaning and purpose, that helps others, and integrity and everything? Why would you do that, really? Because it's worse than in vain. If you're taking the lives of babies, there's something very wrong with you. Young children, there's something very wrong when you're thinking this stuff going on. It's just, it just makes me think how far down we've gone, you know, as not just a society in the U.S., but the entire world. This stuff's been going on over in China for a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the late-term abortions and things. Yeah,
and that's the thing, too, is the United States, they are the largest exporter of aborted fetuses, and they export them to other countries, and then they do things with it. See, they make a profit. They make so many profits in so many different ways from these dead babies. But, you know, what happens is they'll export them over to China, and then China uses them, like you've already brought up a couple of times, in different ways, and they also use them in all kinds of products and so forth. So, you know, it's a constant profit, and it's always about money. It always is about money. You know, the thing is if you're the richest person on the planet, you can do anything you want. Because money can buy you literally anything on this planet. And if you want to buy a child so you can consume it, you can do it. Because all it takes is money. And human trafficking right now is just off the charts. It's off the charts. You know, I don't even know what happens to all these people. I don't know where they go. Do we really know where they go? I mean, of course, they use them for sex for the most part, but, you know, it's just a sad thing. And I'm glad to see that, you know, Trump is trying to actually, you know, arrest some of these people. And the thing is it's not anywhere on the news. They don't talk about it in the media at all. Just like they don't mention the gas prices right now, which are amazing. It's nowhere because it's all anti-Trump. But, and then that's a whole nother, that, you know, that's just a whole nother.
I hear you. That's a good word to describe it. I didn't hear any vowels in there, but that is a good word to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. So now then, I forgot what I was getting ready to say. I was thinking, so I should have wrote it down. I was going to say something about, you know, the whole conspiracy thing, because I think back to Pizzagate, And when Pizzagate first broke, which I remember very well, remember how they, this is what they did. Now, I can't remember names because it's been a few years now, but Pizzagate, and there was the pizza parlor and so on and so forth, where supposedly they were serving up children according to the Podesta file dumps. Now, it's not actually been proven, but what they did was, is once it started getting out there in the news, and it kind of broke, people were like, oh my God, these people are crazy to think that people would be eating babies at a restaurant and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so what do? They get some guy. They, you know, it's a false flag type scenario. So they get a guy with a gun who's going to bust into, what's the name of that pizza place? Ping
yeah,
Pong
Pizza. I'm trying to think.
Ping Pong
yeah.
Pizza.
Ping Pong Pizza, yeah.
So they get some guy with a gun to, and this is all bullshit. This is all fakery. This is all CNN bullshit. So they get this guy to go in with a gun, and he's like, I need to see the basement so I can see where you guys are processing the babies and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but anyway, that's basically what happened. So what happens? The cops come in, successfully subdue the guy, take him downtown, and now he's, you know, goes to jail for being a psycho because he listens to the bull crap that all these people are spreading rumors about Ping Pong Pizza, and he's nuts, and pretty much the story is dropped at
right.
that point.
Right, it was to discredit the information that had been leaked.
Yeah, and that's
right.
how that works.
That is exactly how that works. It's always that way. I think of, again, that movie, Wag the Dog, when you understand they will run a smear campaign against anyone or anything that exposes what they're doing so that people will feel safe. They want to feel safe. They want to feel like these things would certainly could not happen. So knowing how human psyche is, and they do use psychology, they use lies and deception, and they run a smear campaign, and then it's out of the news. You know, because if they just shut it down after it's been exposed, if they just shut it down, people would go looking. In the day of the internet, you betcha. And there's some of us who still do. We're like, wait a minute, you know, not okay. I always think of, oh gosh, my mind just, here you go, just like you, my mind keeps going blank. Ben Swan. And he had, on a Fox affiliate, he had Reality Check. And Ben was one that would fact check everything and then present it that way. And the last broadcast he did as a Fox reporter for his show, which was very popular, Reality Check, the last show he did was on Pizzagate, and then Ben disappeared.
Right.
And, yep, he resurfaced last year. He has the show again, Reality Check, and it's being hosted and funded by, it's a Bitcoin, one of the Bitcoin companies, basically, and he's doing it. It's kind of, how do I want to say, it doesn't have the same exposure that it did when it was on mainstream media, but he still has quite a following, and he gets information out, and he fact checks everything. But
yes,
yeah, what happened after Pizzagate? Gone.
Right. That that little segment he did on Pizzagate was very thorough. It was pretty good. It brought up a lot of questions, and that was his last show. And I don't know where he went. Does anybody even know where he really went?
Yeah, we think he went down to South America. Actually, I've never contacted him to ask him. I guess I could. I still have a signed poster that he had signed at a Liberty event that I had actually helped plan and arrange here in Iowa, and then I couldn't go because my car was having problems. So one of my friends who went, told him Cheryl couldn't be here. You know, she's the reason we're having this today. And he called me and sent home. I talked to him on the phone, and he sent a signed poster home with me. I still have it. But, you know, I could contact him. There are ways to get a hold of people and just ask him, you know, where were you? And I'm sure he was probably down in South America. That was what I was told later, was that he'd gone down to South America.
Now,
sometimes you have to get away from, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, so do you think he was, obviously he was forced out, right? Wouldn't you say?
He was forced out of Fox. They canceled the show, and he was forced out of Fox because of what he revealed. But I believe it was more a personal decision to leave the country to be safe.
Right, because he opened a big old
ugly can of worms. Yep.
Yeah.
And his career, he was told his career as a reporter, if you would, was over. But it was bigger than that, and he knew it. When he did that show, I know that he knew that.
Repeat his name again so people pick him up.
Pardon me?
Repeat his name. Ben.
Ben Swan with two N's.
Swan. Yes.
Yep. And it was Reality Check. It was a Fox affiliate show that he did.
Yes. And I was going to throw in there real quick, too, about journalism because, you know, journalists, I don't even know if journalists even exist anymore because when you see a news reporter, they used to go out and get the stories. They used to be the one that would go and search the stories and they would get to the bottom of the story and da 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 da. But they don't even do that anymore. Now they just sit there and read off a monitor and read what they're supposed to say.
Right. Yeah,
so
they do. What's funny is if you get a chance to go on YouTube, there is a video that someone did. They took clips from a bunch of, like, over 200 different news affiliates, and they were all saying the exact same thing, the exact same line. It's hilarious because, I mean, it obviously it's spoon-fed to them what to say. So... yeah, but that was not Ben Swan. Ben Swan actually did, you know, if there was a question out in media, he would go after it during the elections and things. You know, he would say, is this true? And then he'd go after it and would fact check it. So,
yes.
Totally different bird. Yeah, and I always questioned why Fox would have that show on. I mean, especially during election year, I'm like, that is amazing that they would allow that. But Pizzagate was the kiss of death. And, in fact, many of us wondered for quite a while if he was dead because the show disappeared. He disappeared. We heard nothing from him. It was rumored he'd gone to South America. It was confirmed he'd gone to South America privately among those who, you know. And then he resurfaced last year, and I was like, oh, my God, he's alive. And now he has a – yeah, I know. No, seriously. In fact, I remember sharing all of that over and over again on Facebook. I was so excited. I'm like, Ben Swan, he's back. You know,
yes.
The voice of truth is back. Yeah. And so very grateful that that happened. But I'm going to ask if we can cut the show a little short tonight, if that's okay. I know we haven't done a show in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but would that be okay to see if we cut the show a little short tonight?
Yeah, it's fine.
I do.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. A lot of good information tonight you brought to the table. Thank you.
Well, I tried, even though I stuttered a lot. But, you know, I just, you know, want people to look some of this stuff up and, you know, explore Pizzagate. It'll take you into a deep hole, a deep, dark place you don't really want to go to. But, you know, I haven't seen too much about Pizzagate lately. I think I'm going to maybe look back into it because I probably haven't looked into it for at least 8 months, at least, and see if there's anything new and so on and so forth. And I know we don't really want to touch on that subject, but possibly we could talk about it next week or at some point. There's also a guy I get a hold of, and right now I can't think of his name, but he was on the Sonny Thomas show a couple months ago. And I would really like to get a hold of him. He was very knowledgeable about all of the stuff going on in Pizzagate. And I would really like to get a hold of him.
That would be great to have him on as a guest on the show. If you could get a hold of him, remember the name, ask our admin what his name was, and see if we can get him on the show. if we need to go back down that rabbit hole, I guess we can, although I'm taking lots of flashlights down that one and a big long rope to anchor me somewhere else, because that was one of the most horrific topics we've ever covered.
Yes, it weighted on my shoulders for a while, but, you know,
yeah.
it still needs to be explored. Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, Kat, thank you. We will go ahead and let everybody go, and we will cut the show a little bit short, and we will just be with you guys next week. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Dizzy.
You're welcome.
And
good night.
Thanks.
Oh.
Good night. No, we're good.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.